News from Moraville, 24th November 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe, Christoph, Daniel, Suda, Velu, Samuel, and Sean. The weather is rainy and humid. Expect more thunderstorms and rain for the next several days. A new pizzeria will open in the former site of New Creation Corner on the 3rd of December. Here's Danielle interviewing Aubert, the director of The King's Stag, the play to be seen next weekend, December 4th, 5th, and 6th at Bart Nevis Auditorium.
Aubert is your first theater directing?
It's not exactly the first, but it's the first in Auroville. I did two other in France 5 years ago. And it is the first time I do it in Auroville. I wanted to do it since long time, but projects arrives only now. And I hope it's going to be... the waiting time would have bring profit to it.
So did you choose the play is... Il Cervo, Il Re Cervo from Carlo Gozzi, that is a play, fairy tale from the Commedia dell'Arte. So we are in the 17th century. Why you choose this? Or
why I choose this play? It's because it's a play I saw 10 years ago. And it was, it is one of the two plays who absolutely enchanted me, in the sense that it is theater, but it's also fun, action, and fantasy, mainly fantasy. And then the choice has been very clear regarding Auroville and India. It's the theme of this play will please both the Indian culture and the other culture, more occidental culture. So it's not only Shakespearean style or Mahabharata style, because it is inspired from a tale, an Asian tale, written by an Italian writer, Carlo Gozzi. We play it in English, but there's animal transformation, there's magical statue, there's a lot of magic in it, which I think will talk to most of the Aurovillian and the variety of culture that we have in Auroville. So for me, this is the main reason why I choose this play. It's because it is for everybody, not only for this culture or this culture.
So there are around 15 actors, all from Auroville.
And incredibly, I mean, 15 excellent actors. Let's say we are 2,000 in Auroville. I think there's like 100 actors in Auroville, and so many good actors. It's quite impressive in such a small place to have so many gather all these good actors. None of us is professional. Obviously, we all have activity in Auroville, but I would say you will critique by yourself, but most of them are acting like professional, really.
So they're young people like Kennedy, older actors that already proved themselves, like our financial director Otto. So everybody has another job, more or less, or student, or...
We have two students also. We have Issa, Stavan, Victoria, which are going to school. So... all of them are commit fully to the play. I want to thank them a lot for that. I mean, like you know, in Auroville, everybody is always doing so many projects, and but they commit for this play, and we have a lot of fun doing it. I hope you will have fun watching it.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thanks for listening.